Coach, you struggle in the third quarter early in the year. Yesterday, you struggle in the first half. In your mind, are you saying if we put two halves together, we're a pretty good football team?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think obviously we've got to come out and play a complete game. You know, and we've got to start stronger or start faster. I have been pleased with the way that we've finished some of these ball games. You know, the two wins, you know, being able to come back from double-digit deficits and continue to fight and continue to play and ultimately win the football game. And I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Coach, can you talk about the decision to go no huddle, let Carson audible, and in effect pretty much call his own play?
Well, it's something that we've had in the offensive game plan. It'll remain in the offensive game plan. And it's something that, you know, on a week-to-week basis, we try to determine how much we'll use it. Obviously, we were not executing in the first half on offense. It was the worst half of football we've played offensively. And we knew we needed to do something to try to change some things up. And, you know, the no huddle worked good for us. And so we used it more in the second half.
What do you think about no huddle shakes things up to allow you to execute better?
Well, I mean, you know, it's worked well in some situations, and in others it hasn't worked well. You know, really it's kind of a feel on how the game's going. Obviously, in the game the other day, we felt like with the no huddle that we were able to wear them down a little bit more, and they were less fresh, and our guys, you know, they were, you know, it seemed to increase our focus offensively, and we executed better offensively. So, you know, like I said before, it'll remain part of our offense, and you know, some games it'll be big, you know, more of a part of what we're going to do than in others.
Offensive line, what the issues it had yesterday, how much of that was them and how much was the fact that there were more guys coming than they could block?
Well, there's a little bit of both. You know, I don't think we executed well at all up front, both in the running game and the passing game. We've got to get better in that regard. We've got to be able to establish a line of scrimmage, a new line of scrimmage, give our backs an opportunity, some space to run. We've got to do a better job in protection, and we're going to continue to work on it. You know, again, we've got some new pieces in there and a couple of young guys in there that are still learning, but we'll continue to work on it. We'll continue to get better.
Follow the focus sometimes from the outside on what play is called and what play is not called. How much of a bigger deal is it that the offensive line controls things?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it comes down to execution. And we've got to execute better. You know, we've got a job to do. And we've got to do our job, and we got to do it better than we did yesterday.
Dennis, when you see the game tapes now as opposed to the tapes you saw of Darren McFadden last year, does he look like the same player to you?
Yeah, he does. He's still an explosive player. We got to do a better job of creating some room for him to run. You know, we've incorporated, you know, a few more of those gap scheme type of plays, and again, you know, I mean, you can say this on every play, but you know, we're one block here or one block there away from, you know, a big run, and really, you know, you go back and look at the Pittsburgh game, and that was his best rushing output of the game, and he had an explosive run, and that's how you get those big games. You know, you have one or two explosive runs in the game, and now all of a sudden you're looking up and here's a guy with 100 and something yards rushing. So that's what we got to continue to do. We got to continue to work in the running game, and I feel that if we continue to hand the ball off to him, that those big runs are going to come.
With the offensive line, how do you weigh continuity versus getting some new blood in there, maybe trying to mix things up? Do you look at that at all? Or?
Well, listen, we're always in a constant evaluation process. We'll continue to evaluate all positions as we go through, and we're going to play the guys that we feel like give us the best opportunity to win. So the guys that are out there are the guys that we feel like give us the best chance to be successful offensively, defensively, or in the kicking game.
Coach, it looked like in passing situations that Wheeler would move inside as the mic and kind of take away the hook. So how much is that a force when you bring McClain out and Burris in and out and passing down? What was the decision like?
Well, our decision we made over the bye week, we felt like you know, it was twofold that we felt like that, you know, Rolando, we were asking him to play more snaps, I think, than his than he needed to play. And we felt like making the move, putting Philip Wheeler at the mic and Miles Burris at the wheel position in our nickel stuff gave us a little bit more speed on the field. It gave Rolando a chance to get a little bit more rest and be more fresh when he does get an opportunity to play. And again, this week, he had another productive game in the base package. So I think that moving forward will be productive for us as a defense.
What about Miles who's played second week, played every camp?
I think Miles continues to get better every week. You know, again, I've said it before. I mean, he's the type of guy that we're looking for here. He loves the game of football, plays extremely hard, you know, eliminates the repeat mistakes. And I'm pleased with the way that Miles Burris is playing.
What about Lamar Houston along those lines? You get another hustle play, the force of fumble, had a lot of snaps.
Those are the plays that we're looking for, you know, and he does those things. He plays and makes those hustle plays, and for us to be the type of defense that we feel like we're capable of being, that's the way you have to play the game, and you have to have 11 guys playing it at that effort level, at that pace, and if we get enough guys doing that, then we'll have a chance to be successful.
How close were you yesterday to being the kind of defense that you're capable of being?
We're getting closer every day. You know, I think our guys are getting a better feel for what we're asking them to do and how we're asking them to do it, and I think they're gaining a little bit more confidence in themselves, and therefore they're able to cut it loose a little bit more, and that's the standard, you know, with which we expect our defense to play.
I mean, other than the one long pass that they got the touchdown on, was that game more mistake free than maybe any game you've had in terms of assignments and being where they're supposed to be? And
yeah, I mean, you know, obviously as coaches, we come in here every day and nothing's ever perfect. So there's still a lot of things that we got to get cleaned up and a lot of mistakes that we made that could cost us at some point down the road. So, but yeah, I think the biggest thing when you look at over the last couple of weeks, what our defense has done a lot better job of is we've done a better job of getting 11 hats around the ball. And we've played harder, and we've had more success. And I think those things breed off of each other.
You mentioned it was the worst half offensively of the season so far. So you're down 17-3 at one point, and they've lost their running back and their quarterback. Are you shocked at that point? Are you upset? What's going through your mind at that point in time?
Well, I'm disappointed that we're down 17-3. You know, but I also understand it's a four-quarter game. And, you know, they don't stop the game at halftime. They don't stop the game at the end of the third quarter. You continue to play for 60 minutes, and that's what our team did. We played for 60 minutes, and we were rewarded at the end of the day with a win.
What pleased you with how the players seemed to respond to what was said by the coaches at halftime and to go out there and make the difference?
Well, I think what's pleasing is that, you know, when negative things happen, you know, our guys don't hang their head and lose hope. I think our guys believe that we can win, and they continue to fight till the very end. And at the end of the day, the game's all about making enough plays to win, and that's what we were able to do yesterday. So I was pleased with the way that our guys, no matter what happened in the game, no matter what was negative in the game, the fact that they kept playing, they kept competing, and they responded and rebounded back from negative situations.
Rod Streeter made a couple of nice plays yesterday, one in particular, one of the leaping catch for the third down conversion. After a couple of weeks where he hadn't really done a lot during the game, is that just a kind of patch that rookies get into once in a while? It takes.
Well, I mean, I think it's the NFL. I mean, I think, you know, when you look around the league, I mean, you know, one week somebody may jump up and make a lot of plays, and the next week they may not be as big a factor. Some of that's due to execution. Some of that's due to, you know, what the opponents are trying to take away or what they're doing to you. So and part of it is, hey, listen, young players, you know, they're gonna be a little bit up and down. Sometimes you have to ride the roller coaster ride with young players. But I was pleased with the way that he responded, especially after the play in the end zone where we felt like he had an opportunity to make the play in the end zone earlier on one of the earlier drives to score a touchdown instead of us having to kick a field goal. But he came back. He responded to a negative situation, made a big play on a third down, converted it to a first down, gave us an opportunity to go down and score the tying touchdown.
Going back to that first half, you talk about it being the worst for the offense. When you're watching the film, what was it? Can you put a finger on why things? Was it execution, mental errors, the other team dictating what was going on with the offense in those first two quarters?
All of those. I don't think we came out and executed like we're supposed to execute. We had too many mental mistakes. I think their team was very well prepared. I think they came out and had a good game plan and executed their game plan. I don't feel like that we played the type of football that we're capable of playing in the standard at which we set for our offense. So it wasn't good enough in the first half.
How did you wind up without timeouts 3 minutes ago?
Say that again.
How did you wind up without any timeouts with a pretty significant amount of time left in the game?
Well, a couple of them were communication errors. We had one where we had to, take a timeout on offense, to save ourselves from a delay of game. One on defense was a mistake on, we gave a signal on the sideline and they thought we were calling for a timeout, so we called timeout. That's on me. I'll put that on me all the way. And then obviously the last situation was on 4th and 10, you got to make a decision. Do you kick the field goal? You need two scores to win the game. Do you kick the field goal knowing that you're playing good defense, feel like you can go and stop them, get the ball back with decent field position with a chance to score a touchdown because you need a touchdown no matter what? I decided I was going to kick the field goal after I sent the team out there. Thought better of it, decided I wanted to go ahead and try to convert the 4th and 10. To do that, I felt like we had to call timeout to make sure we got the offense back on the field. So that was the thought process behind that. And, I felt good about whatever decision that we made. I felt like we were going to get the ball back and have an opportunity to get another drive on offense. And at the end of the day, we were able to get two more drives on offense and still had a chance to win the game at the end of regulation.
Do you ever instruct quarterbacks to go ahead? Would you always rather have them take the timeout or take the timeout?
It's situationally where it is. Well, it depends on where it is in the game. I didn't like the delay of game that we got when it was first down on the 9-yard line. I didn't like that at all. We got to have better clock management than that. That was not good. Put us in first and goal from the 14, I believe it was, and then we had the offensive pass interference on the very next play. So we shot ourselves in the foot there. Time management is something that we look at, and that was really the first time this year that we lost some timeouts that we really needed at the end of the game.
Chiefs named Brady Quinn their starter today. You have some experience with him, I suppose, less from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback change do for a team sometimes? How does that change how you prepare?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, that's their team. I don't know how they'll respond to it. But obviously, I don't see them changing a whole lot as far as philosophically what they're going to do on offense, the plays that they're going to call, how they're going to try to execute it. I think we got to go and look at the tape and look at what they've done up to this point. Obviously, their last game, Brady Quinn was a quarterback, so we'll have a feel for what they think they can do with him.
Where is Curry at? Have you got to look at him for a whole week?
Still in the evaluation process. We still got two more weeks to make a decision on him at whatever point it is that we feel like that he's ready to go and can withstand the rigors of a National Football League game, then we'll have him active and ready to roll.
What are the odds that you are going to use all of the window?
I don't know. We'll see how he works this week and what he looks like in practice, and we'll go from there.
Any chance Spencer, Barnes, or Gordon get on the field this week?
I would expect that we would probably be able to get Gordon back at some point this week. I don't know exactly when that'll be. Barnes and Spencer are probably doubtful.
Ron Bartel, he's eligible to start practicing next
He's eligible to start practice on Saturday, so which at the end of the day really means next week he'll be ready to start practicing.
Coach, on your kick return in the front line, do you have a guy who's supposed to spy for that onside kick return?
Well, it's not a spy. You know, the guys on the front line are taught to not leave until the ball's kicked. They got to see the ball off the foot. And really the margin for error is about that small. And, you know, we left a little bit early, and they did a good job executing it. We didn't execute like we're supposed to, and they made a good play.
Any other injuries besides Bryant?
Yeah, we had a few, none of which I think are major injuries to cost anybody some time, but I'll go through them. Rod Streeter has a knee. Dave Tollison had a shoulder. Miles Burris has an elbow. Desmond Bryant has an elbow. Keenan Clayton had a shoulder, and Mike Goodson has a hip. Again, I don't expect those to be anything that you know, causes us to miss any time, but we'll probably have a better feel for that on Wednesday.
Goodson had given you guys a spark previous weeks, didn't get any carries yesterday. That surprised you, or what?
No, you know, obviously in the first half, you know, there's a lot of three and outs, and so. You know, we were using Darren in that situation. We got in the second half. We went a little bit more no huddle, which makes it harder to substitute, as well as the fact that Goodson had that hip. So, you know, we had to miss some time due to the hip too. So, but he's a guy that, you know, as he continues to progress, you know, we'll find a role to use him a little bit more.
Did you block better in the short yardage situation? If you had 8 rushing first downs, which doesn't seem would have that many considering the way you ran the ball, and it was 8 rushing and 9 passing. Were you able to move them in short yardage better than you were in other plays?
Well, we didn't have as far to go, you know, so that that makes it a little bit easier. But no, we did some good things there in the short yardage situation to, you know, get a little push up inside, and a couple of them on sneak situations, a fullback dive, that kind of stuff where, you know, you're really just trying to get a yard.
How surprised are you that your running game is having so much trouble now here in the league now?
Well, I mean, I don't know if surprise is the word. Disappointed that it's not doing better. You know, again, we're going to continue to work and continue to see what can we do better, both as a coaching staff and how can we execute better to give our guys a chance to be successful. I don't think there's any doubt that we, you know, we want and need to run the ball better than we have.
Does that do it, everybody?
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.